Would you like to learn Hungarian from a native? Sziasztok, Bogi vagyok. Üdvözöllek titeket a podcastomon. Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Hungarian Daily. My name is Bogi. I'm a native Hungarian from Budapest making Hungarian language learning materials. If you are interested, please visit Hungarian Daily on Patreon and on Instagram. Find the links in the episode description. So today's episode is going to be about going to the doctors. At the doctors in Hungarian is az orvosnál. Orvos means doctor. Az orvosnál, at the doctors. Orvoshoz megy. Orvoshoz megy. It means to go see a doctor. For example, orvoshoz megyek. Orvoshoz megyek. I'll go see a doctor. I have to go see a doctor would be orvoshoz kell mennem. Orvoshoz kell mennem. I must or I have to go see a doctor. Orvosi rendelő. Orvosi rendelő is doctor's office, and you can also omit orvosi and just say rendelő, rendelő. For example, I'm at the doctor's office, a rendelőben vagyok. Szeretnék beszélni egy orvossal. Szeretnék beszélni egy orvossal. This means I'd like to see a doctor, or literally, I'd like to talk to a doctor. Beszélni means to speak or to talk to. Beszélni valakivel, to talk to someone. Beszélni egy orvossal, to talk to a doctor. Szeretnék beszélni egy orvossal. I'd like to see a doctor. Van időpontja? Van időpontja? Időpont means an appointment or a date of time. Van időpontja? Do you have an appointment? Sürgős? Sürgős? Is it urgent? Sürgős? Is it urgent? You can also ask, nagyon sürgős? Nagyon sürgős? Is it very urgent? Okay, next one. Mik a tünetei? Mik a tünetei? Mik a tünetei? What are your symptoms? Beteg lettem. Beteg lettem. A beteg lettem az azt jelenti, hogy lebetegedtem. A lebetegedtem pedig azt jelenti, hogy beteg lettem. So both beteg lettem and lebetegedtem mean I've been feeling sick or like I fell ill. Beteg lettem can or could also be translated literally as I turned ill. So it means a change that I have become ill. Before I was healthy, I didn't have any problems. Beteg lettem, I fell ill. Lebetegedtem sounds a bit more slangish, but you can also say this. Generally, when you're feeling sick, when you've been feeling sick for some time, when you fell ill. Okay, so the next one, if we want to say his or her something hurts, we will not make a difference or use different verbs to express something hurts or aches or sores. Like in English, they have at least three verbs for saying something hurts. But in Hungarian, we will use the verb fáj, fáj, which can also mean to sore, to ache, or to hurt. So if I would like to say his throat hurts, fáj a torka. Fáj a torka. So the basic form as you can express something hurts, fai volamie, fai volamie. Volamie is in possessive, so somebody's something is in a sore or hurts. Fai volamie. His or her something hurts. Fai a torca. His or her throat hurts or sores. Fai a labo. Fai a labo. His or her leg hurts. Fai a feje. Fai a feje. His or her head aches. And if I want to say my throat hurts, my leg hurts, my head aches, I can say it like this. Fai a torkom. Fai a torkom. Fai a lábam. Fai a lábam. Fai a fejem. Fai a fejem. Or other examples. Fai a szemem. My eyes sore. Fai a fülem. My ears sore. So the pattern that you can see, even though we have two eyes, we have two ears, we will not put it into the plural form. So we'll just say fai a szemem. It does not necessarily mean that only one of your eyes sore. It can also mean that both your eyes sore. You could also say fájnak a szemeim. Fájnak a szemeim. In plural, it's actually grammatically correct, but if you say fáj a szemem, it can also mean both your eyes sore. Okay, and let's see the next one, which is catching a cold. I caught a cold will be like this. Megfáztam. Megfáztam. Fázni is the stem, which means to be cold. Megfázni is to catch a cold. Megfázok means I catch a cold. Megfáztam, I caught a cold. And then in the third person, megfázott. Third person singular. Megfázott. He or she caught a cold. This is just a cold. This is just a cold. It's nothing serious. Ez csak egy megfázás. Ez csak egy megfázás. Semmi komoly. Semmi komoly means it's nothing serious. Ez csak egy megfázás. Semmi komoly. This is just a cold, nothing serious. Okay, and the next one. His or her nose is running. Folyik az orra. Folyik az orra. Folyik az orra. My nose is running. Folyik az orrom. Folyik az orrom. Fájnak az ízületeim. Fájnak az ízületeim. My joints are aching. Ízület, with long E at the beginning and short U, ízületeim. Ízület means joint. Ízületeim, my joints. Fájnak az ízületeim, my joints are aching. And since joints are in plural, ízületeim, it's in plural, we also have to conjugate the verb fáj in plural. Fájnak. Fájnak az ízületeim, my joints are aching. And then the next one, I've got a lump. Van egy csomóm. Van egy csomóm. Van egy csomóm. I've got a lump. For example, I've got a lump in my neck. Van egy csomó a nyakamban. Van egy csomó a nyakamban. There is a lump in my neck. Or you can also say van egy csomóm a nyakamban. Van egy csomóm a nyakamban. I've got a lump in my neck. his or her leg broke. Eltört a lába. Eltört a lába. The stem is törni. Törni, which means to break. Tör means breaks. Eltör means to break something, or like he or she breaks something. And eltört is in past tense, and it's in third person, singular. Eltört a lába. Eltört a lába. This means that one of his leg is broken. So one leg is broken, and if you want to put it into plural, you can say eltörtek a lábai. Eltörtek a lábai. So we both have to conjugate eltört, the verb, and lába, the noun. Eltörtek a lábai. His legs are broken. And then to say his or her first is broken, eltört a csuklója. Eltört a csuklója. Eltört a térde. Eltört a térde. His or her knee broke. Eltört a karja. Eltört a karja. His or her arm broke. And then to say to plaster or plaster up, in Hungarian, we use the verb gipszelni. Gipszelni. It means to put the plaster on. So gips is plaster. And we can use the form begipszelik, begipszelik. So this means that it is, or they are plastering it up. For example, his arm is being plastered up, or will be plastered up. Begipszelik a karját. Begipszelik a karját. So we can form a longer sentence. Let's say his arm broke, so it will be plastered up. Eltört a karja, ezért begipszelik. Eltört a karja, ezért begipszelik. His arm broke, so it will be plastered. Okay, so let's see the next one, which is to recover or to get well. Gyógyulni. Gyógyulni. To heal, to recover. And to get well, meggyógyulni. Meggyógyulni. Meg is a prefix that we can add at the beginning. So it kind of expresses the change that from ill, the person is now healed and recovered. And gyógyítani, gyógyítani is to heal someone or to cure someone or something. And here we can also add the prefix meggyógyítani, meggyógyítani. So let's see the next one, which is weak. Gyenge. Gyenge. This is the contrary of erős. Erős. Erős means strong, right? And gyenge means weak. And if I am weak, I can say gyenge vagyok. Gyenge vagyok. And there can be a verb formed from gyenge, gyengélkedik, gyengélkedik. Gyenge is basically an adjective, but we can form a verb from this adjective, gyengélkedik, so it means someone is being weak. Gyulladás, Gyulladás. Gyulladás means inflammation. And if we want to say there has been an inflammation, begyulladt. 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 Okay, and the next one, műtét. Műtét is operation or surgery. Kenőcs. Kenőcs. Kenőcs means ointment, and it comes from the stem kenni. Kenni, which is a verb, that means like to apply on your skin. Kenni. And we make a noun from a verb. So the verb is kenni, and we create a noun, kenőcs. Kenőcs, ointment. So the cream that you apply on your skin to heal it. And then let's see the next one, which is kind of ugly, but it's good to know this expression. I've got diarrhea. In Hungarian is hasmenésem van. Hasmenésem van. And actually, it's describing so well what is happening in this case. Hash means belly or stomach, and menés means going. Hasmenés is the diarrhea, which literally means that my belly is going. So if you like imagining things, you can imagine that your belly is leaving your body figuratively, so you can remember what it means from from the stems of the word hasmenés, and then my diarrhea, hasmenésem, hasmenésem, hasmenésem van, I've got diarrhea. And then my ankle is swollen in Hungarian would be feldagadt a bokám. Feldagadt a bokám. Boka means ankle. Bokám, my ankle. Feldagadt means it is swollen or it has a swollen. And then the doctor can tell you, I'm going to take your pulse, I'm going to take your blood pressure, or I'm going to take your temperature, right? So I'm going to take your pulse in Hungarian is meg fogom mérni a pulzusát. Meg fogom mérni a pulzusát. Meg fogom mérni a pulzusát. And of course, the pronoun is omitted, but if you want to emphasize, we can add the pronoun meg fogom mérni az ön pulzusát. Meg fogom mérni az ön pulzusát. Ön is the polite addressing in the second person, you. Meg fogom mérni az ön pulzusát. I will take your pulse politely. And then I will take your blood pressure. Meg fogom mérni a vérnyomását. Meg fogom mérni az ön vérnyomását. And then temperature, I'm going to take your temperature. Meg fogom mérni a hőmérsékletét. Meg fogom mérni a hőmérsékletét. Hőmérséklet means temperature. Az ön hőmérséklete, your temperature politely, meg fogom mérni az ön hőmérsékletét, I will take your temperature. Okay, and the next one, does it hurt when I press here? Does it hurt when I press here? In Hungarian is fáj, ha itt megnyomom. Fáj, ha itt megnyomom. Megnyomom means I press. Nyomni, nyomni means to press. megnyomni, again means to press with the prefix meg, megnyomni, and megnyomom, I press. Fáj, ha itt megnyomom? Does it hurt when I press here? Okay, and the next one, hol fáj? Hol fáj? Where does it hurt? Itt fáj. Itt fáj. It hurts here. Áll valamilyen gyógyszeres kezelés alatt? Áll valamilyen gyógyszeres kezelés alatt? Are you under or on any sort of medication? Áll valamilyen gyógyszeres kezelés alatt? Are you on any sort of medication? Mióta érzi ezt? Mióta érzi ezt? And here again, ön, you plural, politely is omitted. Mióta érzi ön ezt? Mióta érzi ön ezt? Or you can add it at the beginning. Ön mióta érzi ezt? Ön mióta érzi ezt? But it's unnecessarily, so yeah, you can omit it. Mióta érzi ezt? So this is polite again. How long have you been feeling like this? Problémáim vannak a légzésemmel. Problémáim vannak a légzésemmel. I'm having difficulty breathing. Problémáim vannak in itself means I have problems. Problémáim vannak, I have problems. Oh, and how would you say everybody has problems? How would you say in Hungarian everybody has problems? No, it's like this. Mindenkinek vannak problémái. Mindenkinek vannak problémái. Mindenkinek vannak problémái. Everybody has problems. Problémáim vannak. I have problems. And of course you can change the word order. Vannak problémáim. Or problémáim vannak. It depends on what you would like to emphasize. So when you say problémáim vannak, then the emphasis is on that, on the problems. And if you say vannak problémáim, then the emphasis is on the existence of the problems. Vannak problémáim. I do have problems. Okay, and let's see the next one. Én asztmás vagyok. Én cukorbeteg vagyok. Én epilepsziás vagyok. Én asztmás vagyok, it means I'm asthmatic. Asztmás. It's written like this, asztmás. Asztmás. Én asztmás vagyok. I'm asthmatic. Én cukorbeteg vagyok. I'm diabetic. Én epilepsziás vagyok. I'm epileptic. I think I've pulled a muscle in my leg. Azt hiszem, meghúztam egy izmot a lábamban. I think I've pulled a muscle in my leg. Azt hiszem, I think, meghúztam, I've pulled, egy izmot, a muscle, a lábamban, in my leg. Okay, and the next one. I've got a pain somewhere, let's say in my back. Fájdalmat érzek a valamiben, a hátamban. Fájdalmat érzek a hátamban. I've got a pain in my back. Fájdalmat érzek a mellkasamban. Fájdalmat érzek a mellkasamban. Means I've got a pain in my chest. Mellkas, mellkas is chest. And again, it's actually a compound word. Mell means breast, and kas. I don't know how it's in English. So it's the it describes the how the home of the bees, méhkas. So it describes something enclosed like a little home. So an enclosed space. Sorry, I didn't check how it's in English, but yeah, you can remember that it's a compound word, mel and kosh. Mel and kosh. Mel kosh. It is the chest. So kosh is like a box or a basket or something, something closed that can hold something. So chest is melkosh. Melkosh. Yeah, I hope it's clear like this. And then let's see the next one, which is to ask, are you allergic to anything? Van bármilyen allergiája? Van bármilyen allergiája? So this is a polite question again. And we can also ask this in a different way. Allergiás vagy valamire? And now this is more familiar, so this is not the polite conjugation. Allergiás vagy valamire? Are you allergic to something? To anything? Igen, allergiás vagyok a pont 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 ra re. So this is the structure. Allergiás vagyok a vagy az bla 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 ra re. So I'm allergic to something. And to say the whole sentence, let's say I'm allergic to antibiotics. Allergiás vagyok az antibiotikumra. Allergiás vagyok az antibiotikumra. Antibiotikum is antibiotics. And then to say I've got a headache, a rash, a temperature, or a sore throat. Nekem fejfájásom, kiütésem, lázam, torokfájásom van. Nekem fejfájásom van, I've got a headache. Nekem kiütésem van, I've got rash. Nekem lázam van, I've got temperature. Nekem torokfájásom van, I've got sore throat. And you can, of course, omit the personal pronoun nekem, which is to me. So you can just simply say, fejfájásom van, I've got headache. And then there are not much left. The next one is coughing. Coughing, which is köhögés. Köhögés. That comes from köhögni. Köhögni, which means to cough. So he or she coughs would be köhög. Köhög. Nagyon köhög. Nagyon köhög. She or he is coughing very much. Or sokat köhög. Sokat köhög. He or she is coughing a lot. Köhögök. Köhögök. I am coughing. Felírok önnek egy kis antibiotikumot. Felírok önnek egy kis antibiotikumot. I'm going to prescribe some antibiotics for you. Önnek means for you, politely. And prescribing any kind of medicines would be said as felírok valamit. Felírok valamit. I prescribe something. Felírok önnek egy kis antibiotikumot. I'm going to prescribe some antibiotics. Egy kis can mean some. Egy kis antibiotikumot, some antibiotics. Röntgenre vagy ultrahangra akarom küldeni önt. Röntgenre akarom küldeni önt. I want to send you for an X-ray. Ultrahangra akarom küldeni önt. I want to send you for an ultrasound. Röntgen is pronounced as röntgen. We actually don't hear the T, but it's written with a T, röntgen. We just say röntgen, röntgenre, for an X-ray. Napi kétszer egyet szedjen ebből a tablettából. Napi kétszer egyet szedjen ebből a tablettából. So this means to take one of these pills two times a day. No picket, said Edget. Two times a day. One, two times a day. No picket, said is two times a day. Edget means one. Kétszer egyet means two times one. Napi kétszer egyet szedjen. Szedjen means to take in imperative. Napi kétszer egyet szedjen. Take two times one in a day. Ebből, from this, a tablettából. Tablettából, pill, from these pills, or from this pill. Ebből a tablettából, of this pill. And how would you say, take two, three times a day of this pill? Take two times, take three times two pieces of this pill a day. How would you say it in Hungarian? So we would say it like this. Napi háromszor kettőt szedjen ebből a tablettából. Napi háromszor kettőt szedjen ebből a tablettából. Take three times two of this pill a day. And then lastly, if you want to say someone get well soon, you can say it in two ways. Jobbulást. 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 Or another way, gyógyulj meg hamar. Gyógyulj meg. Gyógyulj meg means to heal or get well. Gyógyulj meg hamar. Hamar means soon. Gyógyulj meg hamar. Get well soon. And now let's see a little situational dialogue. Situational dialogue 1. A. Jó napot kívánok! Időpontot szeretnék foglalni a doktor úrhoz. B. Rendben. 2 hét múlvára van legközelebb időpont, május 13-án 17 órára. Az megfelel önnek? A. Nincs esetleg korábbi időpont? B. Sajnos nincs. A. Rendben, akkor jó lesz a május 13-a. B. Beírtam. Viszont hallásra. A. Köszönöm. Viszont hallásra. Note that viszont hallásra. Viszont hallásra is only used when talking on the phone. And when you say goodbye in person, you will say viszont látásra. Viszont látásra. Situational dialogue number 2. Orvos. Jó napot kívánok! Mik a tünetei? Én. Jó napot! Fájdalmat érzek a hátamban. Fájnak az ízületeim. Az orrom is folyik, szerintem meg is fáztam. Illetve fáj a fülem egy kicsit. Orvos. Láza van? Én. Igen, lázam is van. Orvos. Fáj, ha itt megnyomom? Én. Igen, fáj. Orvos. Rendben, valószínűleg influenzás lett. Felírok önnek egy kis antibiotikumot. Én. Köszönöm. Viszontlátásra. Orvos. Viszontlátásra.
Thanks for listening and being here. For study materials, please visit patreon.com/HungarianDaily and Instagram/Hungarian_Daily. where you can find free and subscription-based materials, including the podcast episode transcripts, as well as audio and video lessons, Quizlet study class, and quizzes created for the episodes to test your knowledge. Hope to see you in the next. Sziasztok! Bye-bye!